I'm in a shed in Cambridgeshire. Not my own shed, you may be surprised to hear. It is a treasure trove, though. It is an Aladdin's cave for the audiophile. And I'm stood with...
Ian Gosling.
Ian Gosling. And you've got a couple of online presences, mostly around record sales. And tell me about some of the audio gear that you renovate and sell.
Well, I buy and sell vintage hi-fi, mainly turntables, the classic ones like Garrard 401s, Torrens, Lencos, Linsondex, Riga, but mainly the classic sort of pre-80s stuff.
How long have you been doing this and why?
I've been dabbling for about 15 years now, buying turntables, renovating them, restoring them. And since I retired a couple of years ago, I've started to get more and more into it.
Got some incredible stuff. Is a lot of it just kind of waiting to be finished off when someone sees it on your site?
Yes, I've got some that are basically ready to sell straight away. Others I can customise, change the plinths, change new lids, make them to customers' requirements. I've got about 100 different turntables in stock at the moment.
That's quite amazing. I noticed you yourself, when you're testing the records that you take to festivals, you're using an old Sony. You've got these thousands and thousands of pounds worth of really decent stuff when you've got a Sony. I mean, it's probably great. I don't know much about it.
Well, it's convenient. It's an all-in-one Sony. Sony's a great make, and it's got a radio in, so I can listen to late-night radio as well.
So, mention your website. What's the name?
VinylRevivalStore.com.
VinylRevivalStore.com. So in amongst all of the stuff you've come across, because you're making custom plinths, you're making all the bits that might be missing to make that deck in some ways better than it was originally, what have you come across that has kind of blown your mind, or you've thought, oh, I really want to keep this for myself?
Well, I've had some very good Torrens TD-150s, TD-160s, basic, quite cheap turntables, which can be customised and made really beautiful.
So, do you know the company at all, Torrens? Because they're coming back, aren't they, with a vengeance?
Yes, they are. But if you compare the price of their new turntables, of sort of four figures, a customised Torrens TD-160 sells for about 500.
So, well, I mean, back in the day, though, wouldn't it have been kind of the equivalent of four figures, high-quality gear then?
Yeah, I suppose if you add inflation, yes, it would be.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of relevant. So looking for the classics from that era, the 60s and the 70s, it must be quite hard. I mean, how are you getting hold of some of the stuff?
There's a fairly ready supply, but it's getting less. As the vinyl resurgence in vinyl grows, the demand for turntables grows, so there's more people chasing them, and people do like the old vintage stuff. It just looks nice. It sounds good and it looks nice.
So I'm picturing a day like today, the rain is pouring down outside, yet you're in a gloriously well-built shed. I'm quite envious, double glazing the whole shebang. When it comes to picking up a deck, what kind of things do you have to do to it before it's ready to sell?
I usually strip it down completely, clean all the working parts, check the electrics. I'll fit new motors, sometimes a new drive belt, a new tone arm. Depends what it needs doing, but generally, they go out from me a lot better than they come to me.
And you also know the ins and outs of setting up some of these tone arms, because that's really complicated.
Oh yes, I can. So I set up different tone arms. I can fit different tone arms to decks, from a relatively simple one like the classic Riga arm, quite easy to set up, to an SME, classic SME 3009 arm.
You showed me one of those earlier on, and it just seems to pivot in all directions.
It's multi-adjustable, and I often go to people's houses and set them up for them.
So what do you say to the naysayers, like, oh, well, I've got my CD player, I'll whack a CD in the tray and I'm good to go, or MP3s, that's the future?
It's convenient, but it's just not as touchy-feely as vinyl. Vinyl's something you can enjoy handling. It's got a it's got something about it. The magic few seconds between dropping the tone arm on the record gives you just enough time to get and settle in your armchair before the music starts, and a nice natural break at the end of 25 minutes to...
It's interesting you say the moment before you drop the needle. You know, recently I've been trying to focus on investing in experiences rather than things, and yet I found that there's a crossover with a beautiful record. Like, I picked up the Jack Black record recently that plays from the inside out on one side, plays from the outside in on the inside. It's like a piece of art, a sculpture. It's got holograms etched within, so that if you have a light above it, you can see angels dancing on the disc. There's even music hidden between the label, which I did try to play and sounds a little bit naff, but what a beautiful thing. That's an experience.
It is, yes, and you can get coloured vinyl, you can get clear vinyl. The sleeve notes are fantastic sometimes on some of the
vinyl. Now, you're really into the artwork, are you? And evidence of that is in here. You've got a seriously high-resolution scanner so that when you are selling rare records, you can give the utmost, you know, depth to the image.
That's right, yes. And people can see the actual record sleeve they're buying rather than the library image. If they're paying several hundred pounds for a rare record, they deserve to see it as close as they can.
Yeah. Fantastic. Do you get time to listen to music yourself?
Oh, all the time. always spinning vinyl. Always got the radio on in the radio or CDs on in the car or the MP3. But I'm not fussy about the format. It's just I prefer vinyl when I'm sitting at home relaxing.
Fantastic. When you have time to relax in amongst all of the stuff you are bringing back to life. I'm really impressed. And thank you for inviting me in and showing me such an absolute gem of a... I mean, we met at a festival in Cambridgeshire, and I said to you, you don't by any chance know if it's possible to get a good quality portable deck. And you said, yeah, I've got a couple. What did you show me earlier?
I showed you a KLH Model 11, which is a very rare American... what they call a suitcase stereo. It was actually the first solid-state portable stereo ever made.
And it's a beautiful thing, it really is. And I'm looking at sharing my vinyl enjoyment with my friends, but I can't rock up with records and just assume they're going to have a record player. So that's why I'm trying to talk myself into a portable record deck. Listen, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Christian.